welcome to BVTV. It was a very long week in terms of Brexit, the last 7 days, and this next week may be as busy. To discuss this, we have today with us fund manager Ben Lord.
Morning.
Ben, good morning. At this point, after everything said and done, which scenarios do you see, and with which economic potential economic outcomes?
So the May Chequers soft Brexit deal that we were expecting, perhaps the markets were hoping for the last 2.5 years of negotiations, now seems less likely, given the lack of parliamentary support and support in even her own cabinet and party. And on the day when that deal was started to be priced out, the probability of it being priced out and moving towards a harder deal, we got sterling weakness, a rally in gilts on a risk-off and expectations of heightened risks of recession, and break-even inflation expectations rallied sharply, and index-linked bonds had a very strong day. So that tells you that if we do stare down the higher risks of a no deal or harder Brexit deal than we've been expecting, you're going to get the same things. You're going to get a weaker pound. You're going to get a short-term rally in gilt yields, and inflation expectations are going to pick up on the back of the weakness in the pound. May also mentioned the possibility of no Brexit at all, and if that's the case, then the pound will rally probably straight back to pre-referendum levels, and gilt yields will sell off as we in relief terms, really. You've got also the risk, frankly, given everything that's going on politically, of a general election being called, and if that happens and you have the chance of a Corbyn-led Labour government coming in, that really will be the end of austerity, and gilt yields will move sharply higher, and the pound will move sharply lower. So these are the kinds of things we're watching and all the different scenarios we see.
And let's discuss about the current account deficit, which hasn't really made it to many dinner parties, but it's very much at the heart of the Brexit issue. It has, as we see in the chart that we're showing, it has been has helped some of the most recent troubles that the UK has had in its financial history. What can you tell us now? 3.5%, is it telling us anything? Is it a worry that we should have on top of Brexit?
So 3.5% current account deficit, what does that mean? It means that, as I think it was Mark Carney said it, we are reliant on the kindness of strangers. And it's better than it's been in recent past. It was 6% even a year or so ago. It's been improved by the devaluation in the pound that we had post the referendum. Devaluations are what helps. 3.5% still, though, we're not out of the woods. And what we don't want as an economy is to have the current account deficit forced back into balance sharply. That's when you get very sharp sterling crises. 3.5% isn't wildly different from where we were in 1974, when we were bailed out by the IMF, and indeed in the early 90s, when we were forced out of the ERM. So it's better than it was in the recent past on the back of sterling weakness. It's still pretty precarious, and what you don't want is to have a catalyst that you can see that may force those strangers, that foreign sources of money, to cease funding us for any reason, because what you'll get then is a very sharp sterling devaluation.
Thank you, Ben. We shall be paying very close attention to that and what happens later on this week as well. We have today UK house prices coming, as well as the ECB current account, which looks very different. It has a big surplus. Tomorrow we have US housing starts data. On Wednesday we have Japan inflation, as well as US existing home sales and the University of Michigan sentiment. And on Thursday we will have the European consumer confidence data. Thank you for watching. That's all from now.